The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
The Rotunda Maternity Hospital is to stay in its current location in Dublin City Centre, with a plan to move the site to the site of Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown has now been shelved. This, of course, follows on Commission Planola's decision last month to overturn an application for a 100 million critical care extension to the maternity hospital, and they turned it down on heritage grounds. Was it a good decision? Was it the right decision? Some of Parnell Square is a monument to dilapidation rather than a celebration of heritage, and it is already a rat run for buses. Now, joining me to talk about this is a consultant obstetrician at the Rotunda, former master of the Rotunda, and as it happens, chair of the committee which is hoping to design the critical care extension. Fergal Malone, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
So, I was making the point to you during the break that the kids that are going to be born in the coming years, it won't necessarily be Dublin 8, although there is a growing population in Dublin 8. That's where the Coombe is. It won't necessarily be in Dublin 2. There is a concentration there. It won't necessarily, for certain, be Dublin 4, where the National Maternity Hospital is going to move to. Most of the kids are going to be born in the periphery of Dublin City. So, the pregnant mums of Dublin West, Dublin North, Dublin South, where are they to go?
Well, the Rotunda's birth rate is unique in Ireland in that it's actually going up. While the birth rate across Ireland is falling, in the Rotunda, it's going up. And indeed, we deliver now more than 1,000 to 2,000 more babies per year than the Coombe or National Maternity Hospital. And the question, of course, is why? Likely because the M1 corridor north is a huge growth area. So young families having kids are more likely to be in that catchment area. That's probably one of the reasons.
And you can take the tunnel if you're really stuck and you're about to give birth. Yeah. Take the tunnel, whiz through.
Yeah, we'd advise that. But also, it's also important to realise that our neonatal intensive care unit is a national neonatal intensive care unit and takes about a third of all preemie babies born nationally. We have an amazing national neonatal transport program that brings premature babies from all over the country to the Coombe, to Holles Street, and indeed to the Rotunda. Yeah. So we draw a lot of births and deliveries and care from patients and
now
families.
Now, these kind of deliveries are going to be delivered again to you by ambulance. So getting to the locations is not necessarily the tricky thing. But for ordinary pregnant mothers and their partners coming in to give birth, I mean, having three maternity hospitals in the city centre seems just crazy.
Well, I suppose there's always population changes and population differences, and accessing hospitals is always a challenge, no less than accessing the new Children's Hospital in St. James's.
Indeed.
It will be a challenge. But on the other hand, we know the pace at which new hospital developments happen in Ireland. They're slow. So if you're looking to do the most impactful thing that you can possibly do for this vulnerable group of patients, a relatively quick development over several years on the Rotunda site will be incredibly impactful.
Now, when on Commission Planola delivered its verdict on heritage grounds that it would somehow spoil Parnell Square, and I know it from walking home from school, I know the area very well, and much of it was dilapidated. That's the only thing. Now, the top, the northern end of it is going to have allied to the museum and the art gallery, rather, and Chapter 1, the restaurant and all of that. It's going to be gentrified and poshified, and you've got the Garden of Remembrance. But on the western side, there's a lot of dilapidation. Certainly not a very handsome square in those areas.
And we would agree that the western side of the square doesn't look great. Indeed, half of the western side is taken up by a single story, a rather ugly single story old outpatient building that we occupy. And I think there's no aesthetic, anything aesthetically pleasing about it. In preparation for this plan, we've been working this plan for 10 years, Pat.
Yeah.
And in preparation for this, we've been working really well with HSE Estates. And then a couple of years ago, they bought for us a brand new building at the back of Cleary's, Hampson House. And we moved all of the activity from that ugly single-story building on the west side of the square down to Hampson House.
That was to kind of make the site available for development, the one that you were evacuating from.
That's exactly right, because there's no point in building there until we had somewhere else to put outpatients.
Were you desperately disappointed with the Commission Planola after all your work?
Desperately disappointed is a very accurate phrase.
Did you understand it? Heritage?
No, heritage is a very good topic to bring up, Pat, because I can tell you nobody is more aligned and committed to the heritage of the Rotunda.
I mean,
We're the custodians of Bartholomew Moss's original vision from 1745. We're not property developers. We're not looking to squeeze in as many apartments or commercial return as possible in sight. We're looking to continue Bartholomew Moss's vision of caring for the people of Dublin who desperately need care. And the best way to do that is staying on Parnell Square.
What was, if you can give us some sort of in our imaginations, what had you proposed? What did it look like?
So currently there's a four-story building on the southern part of the western side of the square. We were just going to continue that same level flush at four stories up to the entire western side of Parnell Square. So it would not be visually obtrusive. It would actually fit in with the other heights and scales that
would
are already there.
Would it be obscured by trees, for example, inside the railings? I mean, was that...
No, it would not at all. In fact, when you read on Commission Platola's report, they mention the word view eight times, and they focus on four buildings at the top of the western side of the square where the views from the top floors might be different because of the original historic pleasure gardens were in the Rotunda. Mm-hmm. Pat, pleasure gardens have not existed in the Rotunda for over 150 years. So there isn't really a view to be preserved for those four houses into the centre of Parnell Square. They can see a water cooler. They can see other buildings. They can see car parking. That's what they're preserving. So to equate that and to balance that with the huge benefit that was going to be delivered and that will be delivered, we believe, to preemie babies, most vulnerable patients in our population, it's hard to accept.
Was it good news that they said, the minister said, no more Blanchardstown talk, you're not going?
Absolutely. We are extremely grateful to the steps that the minister has taken and the department has taken in clarifying this, because certainly for a number of years now, we have perceived this past view of the Rotunda moving to Connolly as something to restrict our current growth, to restrict our development.
So yeah, why throw good money after bad kind of thing?
So to get clarity on that was hugely helpful by the minister. And it's in fairness to the minister, she's been heavily engaged in this debate. So it was very helpful, Pat.
Okay, now you have a problem. You've got to do something that will please on board Planola or on Commission Planola. How do you go about that? If they didn't like what you proposed and this view from certain buildings of the pleasure gardens that aren't there, how do you satisfy that kind of demand?
So there's a couple of approaches that we're hoping to do on that. Number one, the minister's decision was very helpful because when you read Commission Planola's report, they turned it down in large part because we were likely going to be moving to Connolly. So that has been clarified. So that's the first step. Second step is we do have to do something to make it a little bit more displeasing to Commission Planola. There was, in fairness, a lot of plant on the top of the proposed building. There are ways, and we're experimenting with our architectural team at the moment, can we get a lot of the plant off the building? Are there off the roof of the building, make it less obtrusive? There's also potential options of going down an additional basement. So rather than a single basement, perhaps two basements down.
Okay.
And could you hide a lot of that ugly plant in other parts?
So you're already working on plan B.
From the moment this decision came out, we have been working on this, and we have a phenomenal team across HSE Estates, the Rotunda. Conservation architects have been involved from the word go. Dublin City Council have been with us from the word go. We've been engaging with Dublin City Council this for 10 years and have been totally supportive of us.
Well, I wish you the very best. I mean, it's again another thing that's delayed and therefore for the prospective mothers denied. But anyway, Fergal Malone, who's former master of the Rotunda Hospital and deeply involved as chair of the new development, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.